The next patient is Donna Nelson. The last name is N-E-L-S-O-N. First name is Donna, D-O-N-N-A. This is a clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that is a patient of Ms. Jenny Shung, S-H-U-N-G, A-P-R-N, that has been referred to this practice because of the presence of proteinuria. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, has been treated with the administration of Rybelsus. And Ozempic, according to what we have in the list of her medications. The recent laboratory workup that was done on October the 23rd of 2023 showed that the protein creatinine ratio is 2000. So in other words, the patient has macroproteinuria. And even though we mentioned in the first encounter that the patient was taking Jardiance, it does not appear to be true after we reconcile the medication list. For that reason, we are going to start the patient on Farxiga 5 milligrams on a daily basis. We gave some samples and the prescription was sent to the pharmacy. On the other hand, the patient has in the comprehensive metabolic profile a creatinine of 1.1, an estimated GFR of 51, sodium potassium chloride of CO2 with normal limits, and albumin of 4.1. I have to point out that the ultrasound of the kidneys is normal. There is no evidence of hyperechogenicity. The size of the kidneys is adequate. The cortex is adequate. There is no evidence of kidney stones, no evidence of hydronephrosis. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C is reported at 6.8. Following number, the patient has evidence of leukocyte stearase and white blood cells in the urine, and the culture is positive for Proteus mirabilis in a colony count 10 to 20,000. For that reason, we are going to recommend the patient to do a genital cleaning with a solution of vinegar and water, and maintain a good urinary output. And she was told to call the office in case that she develops a frequency of painful urination. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol has been between 200 and 225 milligrams. The patient is going to be started on a Lipitor, 10 milligrams every other day. Following number, hypothyroidism, the TSH and the is with a normal range. Following number, the patient has non-intentional tremors that have been evaluated by the neurologist. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient is advised to call the office if she notices changes or develop symptoms that have to be reported according to the side effects of the medications that have been prescribed. We are going to reevaluate the case in three months with laboratory workup. I invested a 10-minute review in the lab, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.